This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
I didn't even know what this
content creation, man. It's all about
timing and taking a bet. Okay, are we rolling?
All right.
We're rolling. Are we both in the frame?
Yeah.
At least you look nice.
Yeah, I know. He looks real.
This is perfect. That was
Did you come from there?
I knew. So I was trying to press you. That's what it was.
Obviously, I was trying to press you.
Man, you're the Mets, so I'm just doing this.
Oh, jeez. Hey, Dreamers. I'm Joe Pardo, of course, as always. And I'm joined by the man that, outside of Al Kessel, has been on this show, I think, most times.
Yeah, I think I've co-hosted three times.
Four times. I think you've been on the show more than... Well, outside of Al Kessel, because he does all the intros and the outros, the most. So it's great to have you.
Number five, man.
And we're here at Bryant Park in New York. We're outside of Times Square, and I had this opportunity to grab a few minutes with a very busy. I mean, obviously, he looks busy just standing here.
No.
Very
first time we're meeting each other.
It's the first time. Meeting in person, so it's always a pleasure to meet people that I get to and fortunate enough to do work with and do things with. So,
super humble.
So what have you been up to, man? You just got back from Texas.
Yes, I was in the place where everything is big. I was at a conference speaking.
I was like not that far from you.
Yeah, yes, I heard you were. Were you?
I was at Podcast Movement. Yeah.
We were at a Next Generation Summit. It's a summit put together by millennial entrepreneurs.
Yes,
for millennials. So we had a bunch of 19 to 22-year-old amazing entrepreneurs doing all these cool things, and I felt like a grandpa, even though I'm only 25, but it was cool, though, because we got to speak and really just share ideas and talk about failures, successes, and the landscape of the entrepreneurship world today.
Awesome. And previous guest Christian Leonard was down there as well.
Yeah, shout out to Christian.
Yeah.
She was moderating a lot of the panels.
Really?
Superstar, rock star.
Wow, she is, man. Yeah. She's phenomenal for her age and for what she's been able to accomplish. 18 and like
published author,
model. TEDx speaker.
I'm taking his job.
he makes it easy, and that's why I like having him on the show.
So that's what I've been up to. It's been a lot of writing, websites. I've grown up to like 20 writers now, so I'm and I'm catching up to you on the downloads. I'm still behind.
Hey.
I think I'm like 50,000, 49,000. But
you know, you had my becoming good friend Lee Cockrell on the show before I could get him on my
you
show.
You got Lee Cockrell.
I did. I got him on both my shows. I have a second show now, right?
I don't know. You got to catch me up. You have two shows now?
Yeah. Living the Dream just launched like 2 weeks ago.
How's that going?
It's amazing. So far, we got sponsorship.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, I know. Before we even launched, we had that. That's because shout out to Krista Joy. She's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Right.
So what type of sponsorship is this?
The first sponsor is a travel agency company. Yeah.
It's like right up my
shout
alley.
Out to Mad Hatter Adventures.
Mad Hatter Adventures. We
so thankful. Yeah, I know this guy.
I'm a traveler.
Yeah, he's traveling all over the world, man.
All right, no, congrats. That's big.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's a video show, too, so it's a YouTube/podcast.
I'm doing YouTube shows now.
Yeah?
I just put up one of the first video interviews today. It was one of the video... I did like a couple of interviews at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
The first one came out today for like a 12-year-old salesman entrepreneur.
12-year-old?
Yeah.
Salesman, sales junior. Sales kid.
Sales junior. It's Palestinian, American, and Senegalese. Just talking about it.
What was the last one?
Senegalese. Senegal, West Africa country. They speak French and Wolof.
Wow, very good.
Educate this guy about.
I know. So he's a third culture kid, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a third culture kid. But it was interesting. But I got to check out the show. Then I didn't know.
Yeah, man, we're getting all kinds of guests on the show. Big, it's a Disney and More lifestyle show.
Disney and lifestyle show. So yeah. What is this going to be on?
This is going to be on Dreamers Podcast.
I'm not making a new show.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's more in the works for me, man. Yeah, I got way more going on.
I gotta be big time before I get on
that. Ah, he's this guy. So all right. So what else are you more on? So you say you got 20 writers already.
Yeah. So I decided to build it more like a content platform, like a Huffington Post type thing.
Yep.
Right. So I'm, you know, doing more publishing and editing, like basically editor in chief. So I manage a bunch of writers who cover certain verticals as it pertains to culture, leadership, travel, current events. And podcast is still growing. But yeah, I mean, it's growing. And we're building a new website, so we want to make it more multimedia friendly.
Okay.
We were using another platform before, and it sort of outgrew it.
You were using Square before, right?
I was using Squarespace. Yeah. But now I'm moving to WordPress. And I love Squarespace.
Whoa, you're going to WordPress.
I love Squarespace.
Hey.
That's why. Sponsored by WordPress.
Yeah, thanks, WordPress.
No, I use Squarespace for my personal brand. I still have down at tyroxin.com, but to manage more content, I need more
flexibility.
You have been trying to get me on that.
I love WordPress. It gets slow if you don't have the right, the right oomph behind it.
But it's good. Storage and all that. We'll see. I'm trying to get to 5 pieces of content a day.
So wow.
You know you want to write. Hit me up.
I might hit you up for some of that.
Hey, if you have you should have on the new podcast video, it should be a column for you where you just do your lifestyle. And then,
what, my lifestyle of South Jersey?
Yes, lifestyle of South Jersey. Woo! DJ,
yeah,
traveler, podcaster, extraordinaire, super husband.
Oh, super, I like that. I like the sound of that.
I'm trying to score you brownie points. Yes. But yeah, that's been up. I haven't done anything. I graduated from my MBA.
Congratulations.
Did that in May. So yeah, just in the city.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
And I'm going to watch Fantastic Four tonight. So this is whenever this comes out. I'm into movies, especially superhero movies. So.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I've seen some of the reviews. We're just okay.
Yeah, the reviews, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller, so that's why.
The reviews are bad. I think that's why somebody had said that. I don't know.
You don't follow movies?
I do, but...
Just music?
Yeah, Fantastic Four is not my thing. I didn't like the old ones. Never was a fan, like... I don't know. But I hope you enjoy it.
I don't want to see it.
All right, well, let's go see. Wait, is that Mission Impossible movie out yet?
Yeah, it is. That actually got good reviews.
Yeah, well, of course it did. But just name a bad Tom Cruise movie. A bad
Tom
Cruise. A bad Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that might be.
Good luck. Good luck, bro.
Wow, Tom Cruise is one of your favorite actors.
No, he's not, but I mean...
No, Tom Cruise is good. Know,
it's he's a, got it's a gonna resurgence. Be a good movie.
He has a good resurgence.
The what? With Tom Cruise? Oh, Brink of Tomorrow or something?
Edge of Tomorrow. But that was good.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Again, name a bad Tom Cruise movie.
I can't do it.
It's hard. I don't know that there is.
Idris Elba, though. That's one of my favorite actors. It's coming out stuff.
Who?
Idris Elba. String a bell on the wire. Oh. Idris Elba.
I don't. Actors and actresses, I don't. I'm not a big movie buff.
Fine, you're into music. Who's the hottest music actor?
I couldn't tell you that either.
So when you DJ,
too busy working, man. I don't have time for DJ
anymore.
I gotta get back in the loop.
You gotta get that. Did you catch on the Meek Mill Drake beat?
Yeah, a little bit. What was your opinion? I know you have an opinion about it.
R.I.P. Meek. I think Drake won it. I mean, well, I think it's clear. I don't think it was anything.
I don't think I actually listened to the track. I knew that they were beeping back and forth, but...
Drake released 2 diss tracks. I forget the first one, but the second one was back-to-back. Nail in the coffin. Done.
Didn't think he even had to respond to me.
Well, I mean, he got called out for not writing his own stuff. So, I don't know. No, it's pretty good, though. But, I mean, that's all I've been done. I haven't been doing anything. I haven't been as busy as you are. You made the 2 shows. There are video shows. I know the production involved.
It is production.
But
my show, the Dreamers Podcast, is only one day a week now, though. Okay. At the 1 year mark, I took it down to one day a week.
Okay.
And I've been able to make everything more manageable.
Well, congrats on 1 year. I haven't reached 1 year.
You know, we raised. I don't think you probably didn't see this. We raised $600 on the 1 year anniversary party.
I didn't.
For charity, for Give Kids the World. It was amazing. In 2.5 hours, we raised $600.
Good.
So yeah, it's a good start. I mean, I know some people have raised like tens of thousands of dollars.
Hey, 600 charities.
Yeah, man, it's all good. So, you know, I don't think you said the name of your website, which is UIDmag.com, right?
UIDmag.com.
So, hashtag UID.
Yes. Use your difference to make a difference.
And you should.
Yes. Podcast is As Told by Nomads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And LeBron James is the best athlete in the world. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right.
How many? I don't know how LeBron came to come.
Wait, I have one right. How many does he have?
He has two.
He has two.
He has two. Back to back. As Drake could say.
I thought it was up to three. I thought they went four times and won three of them.
It was 2-4 in Miami, and they lost the last one.
But Cleveland, I mean, were they expected to be?
They were expected to be that. Kyrie Irving is
good.
Kendrick. Kyrie Irving was injured, and so was Kevin Love.
And they still
made it.
He carries them on his back.
It's all good, you know.
But he can't get it done. But hey, you need a team. It's a team sport.
He had a team. Yeah. They were injured. But you know, next year we'll get him back.
Next year. It's always next year.
I'm so happy to see this guy. I've never seen him
in person. I know. I'm happy to see this guy.
And of course, the show a few times. I might come on the video show. We'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. That's
a political way of saying that's not gonna happen. But I'm glad you guys have me on.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else? Anything else going on?
No. I mean, I gotta think.
How many pieces of content are you releasing now a day?
It's like one to three.
One to three.
Yeah. I want to get it to 5 to 10.
Is it gaining traction?
Yeah. I gotta get on the SEO game though, the search engine optimization. But yes, it's gaining traction gradually. And now that I've graduated, I'm gonna start doing a little bit more because it was sort of automated, and I had to manage school and all that.
But now you can go and make your difference with your difference.
Yeah.
Out in the world and help people just sort of discover their difference to make a difference.
Absolutely.
I love it.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thanks again, man. Thanks for coming on the Dreamers podcast. I wish I knew which episode number this was going to be, but
episode the greatest.
And of course, you'll be back on Mr. Number 5.
Yes. But 5 times the best.
Yeah, baby. All right. Thank you again.
All right. Pleasure's all mine.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/DreamersPodcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.